listener production.
Job seekers given clean slate. More activists arrested while driver fined. Census examines nation's health. And audit finds entrepreneur scheme unfair. From the Saturday Paper and Listener, this is Post, News in 5, written by Max O'Pray. I'm Nina Copel, and here's your news headlines for today, Wednesday, June 29. Number 1. Negotiations for a free trade deal with the EU have stalled over a fractured relationship with France and perceptions Australia isn't fair dinkum on climate change action, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says. Albanese made the comments in Madrid, where he met with his Spanish counterpart, Pedro Sanchez, in the first bilateral visit by an Australian Prime Minister. The PM said discussions with Sanchez about the EU trade relationship, quote, essentially stalled due to climate and the relationship breakdown with France. Albanese will try to repair relations on a visit to Paris later this week, after Australia dumped a major French submarine deal. Former leader Malcolm Turnbull told journalists in Paris Albanese would have an easier time mending relationships with the French because he is not Scott Morrison, and that's a big advantage. France has said it knew nothing of the contract cancellation and felt betrayed, with French President Emmanuel Macron accusing Morrison of lying to him. Albanese said he would push the FTA with every EU leader he meets while in Europe, and hopes for an acceleration of negotiations with progress visible by the first quarter of 2023. He's also in Madrid to attend the NATO summit, where Russia's invasion of Ukraine is set to dominate discussions. Albanese criticized a Kremlin missile strike on a busy shopping center and flagged that Australia may reopen its embassy in Ukraine. Number 2. Job seekers will have past penalties under the outgoing employment services program wiped under last-minute changes by Labor days before a controversial new system comes into effect. From next Monday, a new service devised by the former Morrison government called Workforce Australia will replace the JobActive scheme. Job seekers will be required to earn 100 points through job search or other activities, including training or work for the dole. New Employment Minister Tony Burke earlier this month said it was too late to scrap the changes. Instead, Labor has unveiled a host of changes, including a new clean slate for those moved to the new program. The minimum new job search requirement has been dropped from 5 to 4 a week, and vulnerable individuals will have no search requirements if they are undertaking approved courses. The points value will also be increased for activities including starting a job and the Adult Migrant English program. Burke said the former government hadn't properly explained the new system, and wiping past penalties allows participants to adjust to the new rules with little risk of financial penalty. It comes as a new report released by the Australian Council of Social Service found low-income earners subject to mutual obligations under JobActive experienced distress and were dissatisfied with the program. While the new system is an improvement on JobActive, it retains many deeply problematic aspects, such as computer-generated payment suspensions, ACOS Acting Chief Edwina McDonald said. Number 3. The man who ploughed a car into climate change protesters has been hit with a small fine, while more demonstrators face jail after being charged under new anti-protest laws. A 31-year-old man from Bondi, who drove his vehicle into protesters on Monday, was issued a ticket for negligent driving, which attracts a fine of $465 and 3 demerit points. Members of the Blockade Australia group undertook a second day of protest in Sydney, although it was short-lived as a heavy police presence forced marchers off the road and onto the footpath. A shout of spaghetti was the cue for those who escaped the law to scarper back into the park. A further 11 protesters were arrested and charged under new anti-protest laws, which include penalties of up to $22,000 or 2 years jail. Others arrested on Monday were granted bail under strict conditions, including an evening curfew, a ban on entering the CBD except for attending court, and restrictions preventing them from accessing encrypted messaging apps. A spokesman for Blockade Australia said the small fine for the man who drove a car into protesters shows how much more strongly police are repressing non-violent activists than people committing violence against them. Number 4. The release of the latest national census has shone a light on the health of Australians for the first time, and also military service. The 2021 census, conducted on August 20 last year, with results released yesterday, was the first to ask about long-term health issues and military service. Just under 15.3 million Australians, 60.1%, reported no long-term health conditions. Of the rest, 2.2 million reported having some kind of long-term mental health condition, including depression or anxiety, with arthritis and asthma not far behind. Women were more likely to report having a long-term health condition, with 34% suffering at least one, compared with 30% of men. Roughly 5.3% of households included at least one person who had served or was serving in the ADF, accounting to 581,139 people in total. Australian Bureau of Statistics Chief Statistician David Gruen said because the data was at small area level, it would allow for more targeted delivery of support services for veterans. And number 5. A federal entrepreneurs program has been criticised by auditors over poor procurement standards and bias. The Australian National Audit Office has tabled a report on the $484.2 million program run by the Department of Industry, Science, Energy and Resources. The Auditor General found that under the coalition government, the program suffered from a failure to appropriately manage signed contracts and demonstrate value for money. Ethical requirements were not met, quote, with key aspects of the approach employed either not outlined in the RFT, request for tender, or inconsistent with the RFT, competing tenders not being treated fairly or equitably, and probity risks not being appropriately managed. Issues flagged included a newly formed Victorian company being awarded a $30 million contract to provide commercialization services, despite its bid being $13 million more expensive than the other shortlisted tender. At the time of winning the work, the company only had 3 employees. That's it for Post today, Wednesday, June 29. Don't forget to subscribe to Post, News in 5 here in the Listener app, as well as to the Politics Podcast, your daily shot of what's happening in and around Parliament House. You can also head to thesaturdaypaper.com.au to subscribe to our newsletter. Have a great day.